T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Real quick, Tim, before you go on to your things you didn't know.
Sure.
With Tim Convy. Somebody's online too, and I don't want her to make a hold on this entire time because I had to throw her on hold before we went on the air. She said there's a place that they get all their sports gear. I'm just giving you ideas for Johnny yeah. Mac's closing. I think they only have 2 locations, but it's called Hats and Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I like
no,
that.
It's in one of the malls.
Yeah. So yeah. She said that's a good place. Also, Hibbard's over in Illinois. I think that's where the ill side goes. Used to be Kurt Smith's. And it might still be Kurt Smith's.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to put them out of business if they're not out of business. But I haven't needed sporting equipment for quite a while.
Well, it's interesting because that BSN Sports, which is out of Texas, acquired Johnny Mac's. So I think I think they're just taking it online. Which we would go into the physical Johnny Mac's location to like get soccer sizes and stuff. Mm. And then you could order online. So I don't know if it's just going to go to all
online sales. Yeah, I wish that were the case. Got a text that said no online for Johnny Mac's after about a month. So I don't know if they're transitioning into another company.
I don't understand.
Who knows?
We only give you half the information most of the time.
For another time, St. Louis.
Things you didn't know.
Things you didn't know with me, Tim Convy. I'm going to share some facts. You guys are going to pretend to be unimpressed. But inside, you'll be like, man, that's the greatest thing.
Really? You think we're pretending to be unimpressed?
I can't even remember tell.
I think you know us.
Here's something you didn't know. Albert Einstein was so sure that he was going to win a Nobel Prize that he included the prize money in a divorce settlement 3 years before he won it.
That's hilarious.
That's freaking brilliant.
If I were Albert Einstein, I would have thought the same thing.
Wow.
Believe in yourself. You know what's okay sometimes? Bragging on yourself.
I thought you say believing in yourself.
Here's something you know. Kenny Rogers started his professional music career playing upright bass in a jazz trio in the 1960s.
How you doing?
So, Kenny.
Here's something you know.
So, Kenny.
Mirrors are light green. They're made using a type of light green glass, with a silver backing, but you can't see the green because you're just seeing your reflection.
That's so is weird. This a big blanket deal?
It's interesting.
This one blew my mind. Every president wore a top hat at their inauguration until Gerald Ford broke the tradition in 1974 and was sworn in with that one.
1974?
All the way until Gerald Ford, they all wore top hats. So when he wasn't doing it, people were like, who does this guy think he is not wearing a top hat?
Yeah, you know, if there was social media then,
right?
It would have been people would have been outraged.
Oh, yeah. A thank you to Gerald Ford, though. I think...
From everyone else? Yes.
Right.
Can you imagine now, like, all those presidents after with top hats on?
Hilarious. Clinton in the top hat? There's something really funny about that. But it's kind of weird. He didn't do it, but then the next guy was like, yeah, Ford didn't do it. I'm not doing it.
Good for you.
This is crazy, too. Here's something you didn't know. The Carpenters hit, We've Only Just Begun. Do you know where that song came from? You didn't think about it?
Oh, actually, I know this one.
Okay, hit me.
Bank commercial.
Yep, it started out as a jingle for a bank commercial.
Who wrote it? Somebody famous. Paul Williams, yeah.
Oh.
He decided to expand it to a complete song, and the Carpenters liked it, so they recorded it.
To save...
So crazy.
We've only just begun.
Yeah, the story was that Richard Carpenter called him up and said, please tell me there's a second verse to that. And he's like, yeah, there is. There's a whole song. And because it was just a TV commercial.
It's one of my, I love Karen Carpenter's voice.
I love
Karen.
Here's something
like
you know.
It is.
97% of federal cases and 94% of state cases end with plea bargains and not a verdict.
Wow.
That many? You don't care.
Well, it seems like the court system is already clogged with cases. Can you imagine if they didn't settle that many?
I just, but 97%, I wouldn't have thought that many. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's high.
Here's something you didn't know. Back to the Future and Teen Wolf were in theaters at the same time in 1985. So Michael J. Fox was battling himself at the box office. Back to the Future was number one, and Teen Wolf was number two for 3 weeks in a row.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
I just want to take another look at you.
I just watched Teen Wolf the other day.
You did?
Such a terrible movie.
No, it's good.
I just think it's funny that, like, all of a sudden he's the hot man on campus in his, you know...
Yeah, right.
Werewolf look with his basketball outfit and his headband.
A lot of symbolism in that film.
And then the second Teen Wolf was just Jason Bateman, right?
Yeah, Teen Wolf 2, T-O-O. He was also a Teen Wolf.
Blow your mind!
Wasn't that one wrestling? Wasn't he a wrestler?
I don't remember.
Okay. Here's something you know. The sound of running water will make beavers start building with whatever materials they can find, even if they're nowhere close to water.
What?
Wow.
So, that would be funny to put them in a bathtub. See what they can come up with.
Go grab one.
A beaver? Just a baby one.
I wanted to do that one you sent me, but it's on my phone, which is currently...
Yeah, don't worry about it.
...being used. We'll save it. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I mean, I think I can basically say it.
You do?
Yeah, there's a part of the world where you're in a boat, where you're in an ocean, right?
Yes.
And you're so far from any land that the human beings you're closest to are in a space station above you.
What?
Yes.
What part of the ocean is that?
It is...
Courtney, I'll look it up.
I hit it. And it's like, when you pass through Point Nemo in the Southern Pacific Ocean, 2,700 kilometers from the nearest land, you're at the right time of day. The nearest humans are on the International Space Station, 416 kilometers up.
That's great
success. Courtney's a real stickler for the metric system. That's the only. I don't know why.
I know, and I usually don't love space factoids, but I found that to be very interesting.
I'm really good in that dress, by the way.
I'd say it's an ocean factoid.
Yeah, I was more siding with ocean.
We had the peanut M&M's bars earlier today. Here's something you know. Peanut M&M's were invented by a guy named Forrest Mars, who was allergic to peanuts.
It's unofficial, man.
Do you know? You know what the other M stands for?
No,
I can't remember either.
Wait, it's green.
Mars and Maury or something like that. Anybody? Lance?
Doesn't ring a bell. I don't know.
Mars and Murray.
Murray. Mars and Murray. M-U-R-R-I-E.
Can I tell one more? I thought it was interesting. Only 4 states still allow prisoners to have conjugal visits. California, New York, Connecticut, and Washington.
Oh, really?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I thought there were way more.
Just 4. Huh. So if you're going to get pinched...
You're not going to get pinched.
And by the way,
pinched in one of never.
By the way, the Murray of M&M's was the son of the Hershey president.
What?
We're gonna do some.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.